Out of Mark chapter 10, starting with verse 46, it is, I called it, Jesus, the Son of David, have mercy on me. I believe it's called, in the title is, did you find it? All right. Have mercy on me. I was sitting in my office in a Friday afternoon, just enjoying worship, and then suddenly I felt I needed to read this scripture. And I read the scripture, and I said, God, I don't have to preach this morning. Why am I reading the scripture? And it kept coming back at me, I knew I had to meditate on it, and I didn't realize until yesterday that I actually had to preach this morning. So God was already preparing me for this message. And so this is a story of a blind man sitting when Jesus coming by. And if you don't mind, let's read it together. Then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, which means son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside, begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stopped and said, call him. So they called to the blind man, cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you. Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. What do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked him. The blind man said, Rabbi, I want to see. Go, said Jesus, your faith has healed you. Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. Amen. So Lord, I pray that the word today will pierce our hearts and change us, and Lord, bring transformation in us. May they not hear me, Lord, but may hear you in Jesus' name. Amen. So, my friends, this is about a blind man who is sitting on the side of the road, and Jesus is passing by. Now, how many have ever heard of Fanny Crosby? She was blind, and she wrote several thousand hymns. In the Bible, my friends, there is two sets of eyes. There is the physical eyes, and there's the spiritual eyes. And the physical eyes are important if you're going to live this life and touch. But the spiritual eyes are actually the ones that brings you life forevermore. Jesus says in Matthew 13:15, he says, for this people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. He's talking about spiritual eyes. He's talking about spiritual ears. And when you can see it, and it's not seeing in these eyes, it's seeing in the spirit, you can receive from heaven. I mean, says, thank you, Jesus. Fanny Crosby was born in 1820. When she was, I think it was 6 weeks old, she had an infection in her eyes. And a doctor who claimed to be a doctor but wasn't really a doctor went to treat her and actually made her blind forever. 100% blind. And she lived not being able to see. And so her grandmother... her dad died when she was just 12 months old, and her mom was busy making a living, and her grandmother was there and imparted faith, imparted scriptures. And she memorized scriptures because, of course, she couldn't read them. And then her grandmother died. But before she died, she said to Fanny, Fanny, will you be with me in heaven? And it stuck with her. And a few months later, a friend of her who became very, very ill, and she went to visit him in the hospital, he said, Fanny, would you be with me in heaven? And then she had a dream in the night. And in the night she dreamed that she saw her grandmother say, Fanny, are you going to be with me in heaven? And she realized that if she died at that moment, she would not be in heaven. And so the next day, there was a revival meetings in a nearby town. And she went to the revival meeting. And when she went to the front, just like we have an altar call, they went to the front, and some prayed for her, and nothing happened. Second night, she came and prayed for her, and nothing happened. Third night came, and she was desperate. And she prayed for her, and then suddenly, she felt the peace of God pierce her heart, and she knew she was saved. She said, I hung on with one hand to the world, and the other hand I hung on to with God. But that night, my eyes of the Spirit were open to the truth. And she wrote several hymns that we sing. Save you in the arms of Jesus. Blessed assurance. How many of us sung those hymns? They were hymns that she wrote when she was 30 some years old. My friends, here is the blind man. And he's poor. He's a beggar. When you're in circumstances you cannot change, there's some things you hang on to. How many knows that if there are circumstances that is beyond you, there are some things you just hang on to. When you're a poor beggar, you have a coat. The coat keeps you comfort. And you have a cup. The cup you sit with and you beg. But the whole world is passing you by. You can hear the traffic. You can hear the voices. But they're not part of you. They have families. They got jobs. They got lives to live. But you're not part of that because you don't belong. You're blind. And you have a cup. And your hope is that somehow somebody will have mercy on you and drop a few coins. But there's a lot more in this cup than just a few coins. You see, over the years, there is mocking. There is rejection in the cup. There's scorning in the cup. In fact, sometimes kids would put stuff in the cup. That's gross. But you see, when you are sitting at the curb, knowing you cannot change your circumstances, you hang on to your coat, but you also hang on to the past. And there's a cup that becomes filled, not only with a little bit of coin, but also with bitterness. Bitterness because of your circumstances that you cannot change. And you hang on to it. But something is happening in this man. Something is happening in this man. You see, he has heard about Jesus. How many knows he has faith? In his life, everything was the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And there was no hope of anything that was going to change, ever. But one day, my friends, he heard that the Messiah had come. He had heard probably from scriptures or from the synagogue that there is a Messiah who's come to heal the blind and heal the brokenhearted. And he heard from the bypassers, somehow who stopped him. Maybe he listened into a conversation that there was a Jesus called the Messiah. And he had done amazing things. And I can see the blind. I can see him. Saying, what did you say? Who is he? How many knows that, you know, you and I, we are in some sense blind. We can't see Jesus in the physical realm. We are actually dependent upon what others says. And what it says in the Word. John 1:3, it says, we proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And this fellowship is with the Father and His Son Jesus. He's heard. He has heard the stories that Jesus raises the dead, that he came upon a widow whose son was being buried, and Jesus came and touched the dead boy and raised him to life. He heard the stories of Jesus healing the leper. He heard the story of the crippled man who was forgiven for his sins and then raised up and took his mat and walked home. He heard the stories of him feeding 5,000. And I don't know about you, but I can see him thinking, if that's the Jesus who's coming, if that's the Jesus, I wonder if he could touch my eyes. Oh, there was lots of other voices. Voices that said he's fake. Voices said he's a false prophet. Voices that said he is a scam. He's not from God. There was all these other voices, but he wouldn't hear them. He wanted to hear the hope there was in Jesus. He wanted to hear the truth. And so when people came by, he might even have grabbed them in their coat and said, "Stop, Hallie, tell me. He's awesome, she says. Do you agree with her? He's sitting. He's blind. Today, tomorrow, and forever, it seems like it's going to be the same. But one day he hears about a Messiah who can do the impossible. He begins to believe. He begins to believe. And then one day, he can hear steps and commotions. Lots of commotion. He's blind. Says, "Who's there? What's happening? Tell me." They ignore him. He screams like, "What's happening?" "It's Jesus. It's Jesus. It's Jesus." You can hear it. Faith is rising. "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy." But voices. Voices saying, "Be quiet. Shut up. You're just a beggar. You're just useless. You're a bad mother. Look what you have done. Who do you think you can just ask the King of Kings to come to you?" But faith quiets the voices. Faith rises up and says, "Shh, I'm not going to listen to you." And he repeats it. "Son of David," the title of the Messiah. "Have mercy on me. Have mercy." Stops. Stopped. What happened? The king has stopped for a beggar. And he says, "Bring him. Bring him to me. Bring him." In fact, he says, "Cheer up. On your feet. He's calling you. He's calling you." The coat that he has hung on to for years, he begins to take it off. When you come to him, there are things you hung on to, you got to have to let it go. Or you can't see him. If you want to hang on to your comfort, that's all you're going to get. And my friends, today, Jesus is passing by. It's not tomorrow. It's not another day. But it's today. You can argue yourself out of it. You say, well, it's always time tomorrow. When Jesus passes by, it's today. It's today. If you want a miracle, you're going to have to take the cup. And you're going to have to give it to the one who took the cup of bitterness in the garden. And says to the Father, Father, if you can take this cup, please do. But not my will, but your will be done. That's the cup of bitterness. That's the cup that you got to let go. And today is the day. And I can see him. Jesus. He's blind. Jesus. I have dropped my cup. I dropped my coat. I dropped everything that I hang on to for life. Are you there, Jesus? And today, when he's passing by, the miracle is coming. But my friends, this cup, gotta go. It's got to go. And you can be Christians, you can be whatever you want, but if there's bitterness in here, and you can justify why you have this offense, my friends, in Jesus, if you're going to see him, you got to let it go. Or he died for nothing. You see, he took the cup. Your cup. Of bitterness, your cup of the past, your cup of memories that hurt you. He took it. That's the cup he drank in the Garden of Gethsemane. That you and I can have freedom. How many says amen to that? In a few minutes, we're going to take the communion. And we're going to do it differently this time. I'm going to ask the elders to come and take it. And I'm going to ask you to come and take it. Just like the blind man came and touched the garment of Jesus. Like Jesus, we don't really know how he healed him. But just like he had to come out blind and get out of the comfort seat. So you come out of your comfort seat. But hear me. There may be somebody you would like to take the cup and the bread and give it to them. There may in fact be somebody here that you have some that you know has something against you. I suggest you take the cup and the bread and give it to them. Jesus says, if you go to the altar and you know somebody has something against you, leave your gift and go make it right. If that's you, take it. And give it to them. But there may be somebody here who says, who may be elderly, and you know they can't really get up there, and you want to bless them. Take it and give it to them. Amen. And I want to say to I think we should just do it this way. If you want to hang on to the cup, if you want to hang on to that cup of bitterness, you're not going to see that miracle. You had to let it go. You got to let it go. You got to let it go. As you do, there's plenty of voices that want to stop you. There's plenty of voices that are trying to trip you up and say, it's not for you. But that's not the voice of God. Freedom is yours today. In my walk with God, There's been plenty of voices who has tried to stop me. And I had to ignore them and declare the faith that God has given me. Faith comes from hearing. Hearing comes from the word of God. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the testimonies. I don't know about you, but I enjoyed hearing Joyce's testimony. It brought faith. If God can do that for Joyce, he can do that for the naked and needy in the reserve. Amen. But my friends, if you walk with God, this cup, because it does sometimes get built up, even as Christians, and we end up looking like beggars, not sons and daughters, because we can't seem to let it go. And the enemy will use it to trip you. You got to let it go. Or he died for nothing. So I'm challenging you. Because I'm going to ask the elders to come, if you don't mind. And take the cup. Take the bread. Actually, I changed my mind. Don't worry. I'm just going to put them out here. And you come. Don't drink it. Don't eat it. Take it with you down where you sit, okay? It's all right? Can I have a little bit of worship, one, and Paul and those guys? So are you with me? Okay. Are you with me? All right. So if you want to honor somebody, take it to them. If you feel there's somebody that has something against you, take it to them. Amen? So, Lord Jesus, I thank you that you took our cup of bitterness and you're passing by today. Because today is the day where we can have a breakthrough and a miracle is for us. And Father, that miracle is extended to us through that covenant where you said, by your stripes we are healed. So Father, I pray that we'll examine our hearts and see whether there's bitterness in that cup. And today we are ready to drop it. Because you have already forgiven us. You've already taken all offense and pain. And Father, you are God who heals our hearts, and open the eyes of our hearts to see you. Father, we want to see you. And Lord, we want to let go of the filth of the past, the mocking, the scorning, the fear, the rejection. We want to let go. In Jesus' name, amen.